welcome back into the press box in our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and Gene McLean, the grand domo of all things involving the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, in the press box here with us. And Mr. McLean, it is a big, big weekend of racing here late in September.
You know, Buzzy, this is the time of year we kind of kick it back up and generate a lot of fun and excitement. And, you know, you got the Breeders' Cup on the horizon, my friend. And, you know, you got Keeneland next weekend starting. And, you know, whenever Keeneland's ready to rock and roll, you know it's got to be good time of the year.
No question. Okay, so this time next week we'll be getting you ready for Fall Stars weekend and the opening Saturday at Keeneland. But today we go coast to coast. And let's go ahead and kick it off with the Grade 1 Jockey Club Gold Cup that I'm telling you, it's just it's 101st running, $750,000 Grade 1.
Yeah, up at Belmont Park, Bunzi, and got two of the top three-year-olds in the country going to square off in Code of Honor and Tacitus. You know, we've been talking about them all year, but you know, they're starting to mature now, Buzzy, to where they're that kind of that four-year-old getting really graduating from the three-year-old class, although they're still three. You know, they're ready to tackle some bigger assignments now, and obviously in the Breeders' Cup you face older horses, and this will be fun to see as they mature and tackle bigger responsibilities, and it starts, really started for some of them back in the midsummer, but this will be a big test, and you know, you've got Code of Honor coming off that big win in the Grade 1 Travers up at Saratoga. You know, races for Shook McGahee and Mr. Farish, and he just seems to be getting better and better with every start.
Yeah, he has, and certainly, you know, I don't know kind of the way they do things. You'd have to think that maybe this would be his last start before the Breeders' Cup. It's all part of a great day up there. At Belmont Park, four graded stakes, two Breeders' Cup win and you're in events, and just a great day of racing. So obviously, besides Code of Honor, who are you looking at?
Well, you know, you got an older. It's a good question, and I'm glad you asked, because not only have you got the top two of the top 3 year olds in the country, and Code of Honor and Tacitus, but you also got Preservationist in here, 6-year-old son of Arch, trained by Jimmy Jerkins, coming off a big win in the Grade 2 Suburban. Here's a horse that's obviously pointing towards the Breeders' Cup as well, or so you would think. And then you also got Vino Rosso, who captured the Grade 1 Gold Cup at Santa Anita, trained by Todd Fletcher. You know, here's a horse that was highly touted as a 3-year-old as well. You know, he's by Curlin, you know, so it was a 2-time Jockey Club Gold Cup winner as well. So easy for you to say, not so much for me, but
right.
Irad Ortiz getting the ride on Vino Rosso. So you've got a lot of different ways to go here, Buzzy. I think, you know, the two older horses, Preservationist and Vino Rosso, are going to take a lot of the action, and then Code of Honor is going to be highly bet in this race as well. And I think that's going to leave Belmont Tacitus as kind of the forgotten horse in here. And I'm going to use Tacitus along with Preservationist and Code of Honor, but I'm going to key most of my bets on Tacitus.
Okay, so we've got that. We now go over to Churchill Downs. Tenfold and Quip headlining Saturday night's live Grade 3 Lucas Classic.
Yeah, and, you know, this is an interesting race. You know, Saturday night, you know, under the lights at Churchill Downs always brings a kind of a mystique to it, Buzzy. Mm-hmm. It brings a lot of fun, brings some excitement to the racetrack. I'll be there in person. Not that that means anything.
Yes,
but,
it will. It's a big race if you're getting out in person.
I love to go and enjoy the night. Me and the lovely Leanne are headed out to watch some great racing. Tenfold. You remember Tenfold for probably his best race of his career was when he faced up against Justify in the up in the Preakness Stakes and ran a good one and kind of scared him a little bit, but didn't make a dent in his winning ways headed towards the Triple Crown. But Tenfold has kind of been a little interesting ever since then, and I think that Steve Asmussen has him now ready to rock and roll, and I really think that he and a horse by the name of Quib, you remember Quib won the in History Road year leading up to the Derby,
right.
He won the big race down at Tampa Bay, the Tampa Bay Derby. So interesting race, but there's a horse in here at 6-1 odds, Buzzy, that I really like a lot. Trained by my good friend Brett Calhoun, who trains Mr. Money, and he just missed winning that Pennsylvania Derby last weekend. But Silver Dust, don't forget Silver Dust in this race. I'm going to jump on Silver Dust. 6-1 odds, he really kind of is a steady Eddie, and I think he's got a big shot in here against some of the more bigger name horses like Quip and Tenfold. But Silver Dust is my horse in the Lucas Classic.
Okay, and so then we head all the way out west to Santa Anita, where America's top-rated older horse, McKenzie, headlines a field in the Grade 1 $300,000 Awesome Again Stakes.
You know, this ought to be a heck of a race. Short field, as you kind of come to expect now, out in California. Six horses entered. Higher Power, going to be ridden by Flavian Pratt. You've got also McKenzie, ridden by Mike Smith. McKenzie having gone east to win the Grade 1 Whitney in his last out. You know, McKenzie, how do you knock him? I mean, the horse has just been there over and over and over. You know, he just is tremendously consistent. Runs well nearly every time. John Sadler has Higher Power. And, you know, this is a four-year-old coat by Medaglia d'Oro. Ran a huge one in the Grade 1 Pacific Classic. But I'm going to go with a horse from the east going back to the West Coast. Did not run well at all at Del Mar, but Seeking the Soul. Trained by Dallas Stewart, ridden by Brian Hernandez. Going back out to California, and I think going to be kind of tuning up for the Breeders' Cup Classic or maybe one of the other Breeders' Cup races perhaps. But I'm going to use McKenzie, obviously, you got to, but I'm going to team with Seeking the Soul, who I think will be overlooked. People out there probably frown upon the East Coast shippers or the Midwest, in this case, shippers. But I really think Seeking the Soul is going to run a lot better than he did down at Del Mar.
And, of course, folks, don't forget that Gene's picks for all these big Saturday races and, of course, the entire card at Churchill Downs, you can find them on the press box, lts.com. The press box and our weekly racing preview brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean here is hoping that you have a great weekend, you and yours, and may the horse be with you.
You and you as well, my great friend. I hope you enjoy and have a beautiful weekend. Enjoy that time with family and friends, and don't get too much sun on your face before we get to Keeneland, because
no,
we've got to crank it up there.
Look forward to it, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, my friend.